B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei. We're going to continue the sugya, starting on Daf Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, the second line from the top of the Amud. We saw in the previous sugya a machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef. According to Rabba, the Ben Ashmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. According to Rav Yosef, it's a 1/12 shorter, it's 2/3 of a mil. Says the Gemara, v'chilufa b'chalosa. There's the halacha regarding a basket, and regarding a basket, we'll soon see what the halacha is. It's not Rabba who has the bigger shiur, the bigger measurement, it's Rabbi Yosef who has the bigger measurement. What's this halacha? The Omar Rabba, chalosa basket, bastre kuri, that can hold 2 kur. Shori little tula, it's still considered a vessel, a kli, and since it's called a kli utensil, you're allowed to move kelim on Shabbos. Ubastlosa kuri, but if it can contain 3 kur, if it's that big, then also little tula, it's not considered a kli anymore, and you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yosef says the bigger shiur, bastlosa kuri namishori. Even if this container, this kli, can contain 3 kur, it's still considered a kli, and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Bas arba kuri, but if it contains 4 kur, also then it's also to move it on Shabbos. Omar Abaya, boya minei demar. I asked a question from Rabba. B'shas maisa, when I had a question about a very big basket that was. How big is it allowed to be in order to be allowed to move it? Or how big does it have to be that one may no longer move it? He did not even let me move a basket that could contain 2 kur, which is an even smaller shiur than the one we just saw now, than Rav Yosef, who says that 2 kur you are allowed to move. Says the Gemara, Keman, Kahaitan, who's this going according to? Who is Rabba following? The answer is this Tana that we're going to see now. The Tana we learnt in the Mishnah. Kaveres Hakash, a basket made of straw, the Kaveres Hakonim, or a basket made of reeds, Uboir Sfino Alexandris. They used to have the very big boats, the ships that they used to go on sailing with, and they needed to have drinking water. You couldn't drink the salty seawater. So they would have a type of big bath where they would store drinking water in it. And that's called a boir, which is like a pit, which is in the boat. Sheyesh lehem shulaim, we're talking about a type of a big boir, a big container, a big tub, that does have a base to it, a bottom. It's got a flat bottom, it can sit on its own. That if it's got a pointed bottom and it cannot sit when it's full of water, you have to hold it. It has different halachas. But here we're talking about a type of tub that could rest on its base. V'hein machzikos arboim saw belach. And it can contain 40 saw in liquids. Shehein kuraim b'yovish, which means that it can contain 2 kur of solids. A kur is 30 saw. Tahirim, we know this at halacha, somewhat similar to what we saw before, what's called a kli in Hilchas Shabbos, if you're allowed to move it, it's the same halachas in Hilchas Tumah. A kli will become tomei, but only if it's a small enough kli that it gets moved around. A big kli, which can contain 40 saw of liquids, is too heavy to be moved around, especially when it's full. If you try to move around such a container when it was full, it would collapse. That's not called a container that is makabel tumah. So we saw here in this Mishnah, regarding this very big basket, these kaveres, if it can contain 2 kur, it's already called, that it's not called a kli anymore. And this seems to be following what Rabba said to Abaye, that if it's 2 kur, it's no longer allowed to be moved on Shabbos, it's too big. Omar Abaye, by the way, Abaye said that Shema Mino, I see from here, that Hai Gudsha Tilsa Hava. Because what Rabba told him, what we saw in that Mishnah, sorry, is that a kli that can hold 40 saw of liquids can hold 60 saw of yovish, of solids. How does that happen? And the answer is very simple. Because liquids, you can only fill up as much as the space level to the top of the kli. But in solids, you can pile it up. So it seems that the amount that you can pile up on top of, as a heap on top of the kli, is an extra third. Because liquids you can only put in 40 sa, but solids you can put in 60 sa. The extra 20 sa of the 60 is the pile, that's the godish. Continues the Gemara, Abaya chazye l'rova. Abaya saw that rova dahav deko dovi l'mayriv. We learnt in the previous sugya what is bein hashmoshes, and it starts from shkia, and it's all the while that the pnei mizrach is ma'adimim, which means that the eastern side, the mizrach of the sky, is reddened. So Abaya saw that Rava was looking to the west. Omalei, Abaya said to Rava, V'hotanya kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. We learned before that the definition of day and night is dependent on what's going on the east, not on what's on the west. Omalei, Abaya said to Rava, V'hotanya kol zman shepnei mizrach ma'adimin. Did we not learn in the Braisa that the end of the day, the night, is determined by what happens on the eastern skyline when the Mizrach is Ma'adimim, becomes reddened? Omalei, Rava said to him, Misavras Pnei Mizrach Mamash? Do you think that when the Braisa says that Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, it means you look at the Mizrach, you look at the east and see how red it is? No, loy. Ponim ha-ma'adimim es ha-mizrach. It's the face that causes the east to become reddened. And what happens practically? L'maisa, the sun sets in the west on Ma'ariv. When the sun starts setting, or when the sun sets on the west on Ma'ariv, then the Ma'ariv side is reddened. And the redness, the reddened rays of the sun, of the sky on the west, causes the east, the Mizrach, also to be reddened. So when the Braisa says that Pnei Mizrach Madimin, it means on the Ma'ariv side. It's the Ma'ariv side, it's the sun that's setting on the west that causes the Mizrach to become red. Which is the Ponim which causes the Pnei Mizrach? The Pnei Mizrach is the Ma'ariv. And since they both get red, Rava holds that you look at the west, you look at the western side, which is where the sun is actually setting, and depending on where the redness on the western side, and it, just by chance it happens to be that the redness of the western side is what causes the east side to be reddened, but you look at the west and that's how you determine whether it's shkia or not. That's called the Ponim Hama'adimim Es HaMizrach. It's the west, the Ma'ariv, that causes the Mizrach to be Odom, to be red. Ikeda Omra, a different version of this. Rava Chazi LaAbaya, not Abaya Chazi LaRava. Rava saw that Abaya de Kodovi LaMizrach. Abaya was looking on the Mizrach side, on the east. Omalei, and Rava asked him, Misavras Pnei Mizrach Mamish? Just because it says in the Braisa, Pnei Mizrach, the face, the skyline on the Mizrach on the east, do you think it means that you look at the east? Ponim hamadimim es hamizrach. It means the west side, because it's the west side that causes the east to become reddened. But in fact, you have to look on the west and see how red it is there. V'simonoch, and Rava says, I'll give you proof to that. Kavoso is a window. When the sun comes into the window, it's the opposite wall that gets lit up. So to hear the Pnei Mizrach is the one that receives the Admumiyes, the redness. But where's the sun? Where's the redness coming from? Not from the place where it's receiving this redness, but from the opposite side. So when it says that the Pnei Mizrach, the Mizrach, the east, is receiving the redness, where's the redness? On the west. And that's what you have to look in order to determine the end of the day. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nechemya Oimer Kadesh Yehalich Odom Mishatishka Achamo Chetzi Mil. We saw in the Braisa on the Flamed Daled Amud Beis that Rav Nechemya holds that Shkia is the amount of time it takes to walk half a mil after Shkia. That's Bein Hashmoshes. Omer Rav Chanina Horoitze Leida Shiurei Sher Rav Nechemya. If you want to know the shiur, the measure, the amount of time of the Shkia of Rav Nechemya, Yaniach Chamo b'Roish HaKarmel, he should leave the sun when the sun is at the Roish HaKarmel, on the heads of the trees, when you're in the Karmel. V'yered v'yitboil b'yam, you should go down to the sea, you should v'toivel in the sea, v'yale and come back up. That's the amount of time which is the Bein HaShmoshes according to Reb Nechemya. Zehu shiurei shel Reb Nechemya. Omer b'chia, haroi t'liris ba'ira shel Miriam. We all know that when we're in the desert, there was a miracle that we got drinking water from the stone, the ba'ir, the well of Miriam, in the schus of Miriam, Hanaviah, Moshe and Aaron's sister. Now, where's that now? If you want to see the Be'er HaShel Miriam, Ya'aleh l'Rosh HaKarmel, you should again go up to the top of the Karmel. V'yetzapeh, you should gaze. V'yireh k'min kavora bayom. You'll see in the sea a type of sieve form. Zui Be'er HaShel Miriam, that is where the Be'er HaShel Miriam is today. And this is a big question. In other places in Shas, we know that the Be'er HaShel Miriam was in the Kinneret. Here, the Rosh HaKarmel is overlooking the Yama Godil, the Great Sea, the ocean, not the Kinneret. This is discussed in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav, Mayon HaMetaltel Tohir. If you have a fountain, of a spring of water that is movable, it's Tohir. Vazel Be'er HaShel Miriam, a typical example, and possibly the only one, which is a movable fountain of water, was the Be'er of Miriam, the well of Miriam. And the reason that it's Tohir is, as we said, because it's so big and heavy, it's not movable. Since it's not movable, in Hilchas Tomantara, it's not called a Kli that can become Tomi. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Bein HaShmoshes de Reb Yehuda, Koyanim Toivlim Boy. The Koyanim, we know there's Alocha, we learned this at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, a Koyan that was Tomei, he had to Toivel in a mikvah, he was a Mechuyev to Toivel, he had to Toivel before the end of the day, before Bein HaShmoshes. Then he had to wait until the end of the day, and after Harav Shemesh, after Tevila, he's allowed to eat his Truma. So it says here that a Koyan is allowed to Toivel during the Bein HaShmoshes of Reb Yehuda. And that's very, very strange, because you cannot toivel during Bein HaShmoshes. Says the Gemara Leman, according to who? Ilein b'le Reb Yehuda, are you assuming that according to Reb Yehuda himself, you can toivel in the Bein HaShmoshes, his own Bein HaShmoshes? Sveiku, it's a sofik, it may already be Lailo, and if it's already Lailo, it's too late to toivel. Elo Bein HaShmoshes to Reb Yehuda, le Reb Yosi. We said that Reb Yosi, is his Bein HaShmoshes, is keheref ein, like the blink of an eyelid. It's a second, it's the transition between day and night. So the whole Bein HaShmoshes of Rav Yehuda, from Mishatishka Achama all the way till Hichsif HaTachton V'lo Hichsif HaElyon, inclusive, as we saw in the Sugya on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, according to Rabbi Yosi, that's all called Yoim. So according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kohenim can Toivel during the Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Kohenim Toivlim Boy, says the Gemara Pshita. It's common sense, of course they can, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's day. Says the Gemara, no. Ma'u de teima bein HaShmoshes to Rabbi Yosi. Meishach shayich b'de Rabbi Yehuda. I may have thought that the heref ayin of Rabbi Yosi's bein HaShmoshes is the last heref ayin of Rabbi Yehuda's bein HaShmoshes. In which case, according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to tovel at the right at the end of even Rabbi Yehuda's bein HaShmoshes. Komash malon de sholim bein HaShmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda v'hodar maschil bein HaShmoshes to Rabbi Yosi. The chiddush here is that Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmoshes only starts after the end of Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. Once it's Vadai Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosi, for the shiur of Heref Ayin, it's still Bein HaShmoshes. But according to Rabbi Yosi, the Kohenim can toivel in the entire Bein HaShmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShmoshes is Vadai Laila. Omar Rabbi Bar Barchon, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda le'inyan Shabbos. In Hilchas Shabbos, we pask in the Chumrah like Rabbi Yehuda that Bein HaShmoshes is not the Heref Ayin at the end; it's the Bein HaShmoshes starts all the way Mishatishka Achama, or from the time of Ponov Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, as we saw on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and Halacha Rabbi Yosi le'inyan Truma. But regarding Truma, we machmir also for Rabbi Yosi. Bishleim, says the Gemara, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos l'chumra. I can understand that what the chumra is of paskining like Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchas Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malachos from the onset of Shabbos, including Bein HaShmoshes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have 2/3 or 3/4 of a mil before the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi, that's already Sofik Shabbos. You're not allowed to do melachos there. That's the halacha. Aval inyan truma mahi. What's the chumrah of truma that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Ilei meletvila. Are you going to say regarding tvila? Are you going to suggest that it means that the Kohanim are not allowed to tovel in the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi? Well, it's poshut. Sveikahi. In Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes, it's poshut that it's Sofik. But even Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, which is before Rabbi Yossi, and it's true that according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vaday Yom. But we said now that according to Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes is also a Sofik. On Shabbos, we're Machmir. So for Tvilas Kohanim also, you cannot tovel even in the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Chumrah that in Truma we assume the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi? Elo la'achilas Truma. We know that after you toveled when it was day, you're not allowed to start, the Kohanim are not allowed to start eating Truma until it's nightfall. Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's nightfall as soon as Hichsefa Elyon v'Hishve le'tachtein, when the whole sky becomes darkened. According to Rabbi Yossi, we said, his Bein Hashmoshes starts after the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes. So we pass in like Rabbi Yossi that you want, before Kohen eats Truma, wait till the end, not only till the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmoshes, but wait that extra moment for the end of Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmoshes, and only then the Kohenim can eat Truma. The Kohanim are only allowed to eat Truma after the end of the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Koichov Echod, when you see one medium-sized star in the sky, Yom, it's still day. Shnayim, when you see two such medium-sized stars, Bein Hashmoshes. It's called Bein Hashmoshes. Shloisha Laila. If you see three medium-sized stars in the sky, that's already definitely Laila. Tanya Nami Hachi, we saw this in a Braisa. Koichov Echod Yom, Shnayim, Bein Hashmoshes, Shloisha Laila. Om Rabbi Yossi said, Loi kachovim gedoilim hanirim bayoim. We're not talking about the very big stars, you can see them even when it's day. Loi kachovim ktanim she'in nirim elo balaylo. And not the very, very small stars, they look small to us, that they can only be seen when it's mamash laylo. Elo beinoinim, the medium-sized stars, those are the ones that determine whether it's day, Bein Hashmoshes, or night. Continues the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida, Ha'oisem melocha Bishnei Bein Hashmoshes Chayav Chatos Mimonavshach. If somebody did a melacha, which is also on Shabbos, also during Bein Hashmoshes on Friday afternoon, and also Bein Hashmoshes at the end of Shabbos afternoon, that means on the same time, Behelam Echod, he didn't remember in the meantime that it's also to do these melachas on Shabbos. In one period of forgetfulness, he did a melacha on Shabbos and both Bein Hashmoshes, then you bring a chatos, not an osham toluy, which is a korban you bring when you have a sofik if you did a melacha on Shabbos by mistake. But when you do a vaday melacha, not a sofik, if it was by mistake, you bring a chatos. Over here, if you did a melacha also on the onset of Shabbos and also the end of Shabbos during Bein Hashmoshes, then mimonavshach, assuming you did the melacha for the entire duration of Bein Hashmoshes, then Mimonavshech. If Bein Hashmoshes is day, then you are Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon. And if Bein Hashmoshes is night, then you are Mechal Shabbos on Friday afternoon. So if you did in He'elam Echod, in one period of forgetfulness, you did a melacha in both Bein Hashmoshes, you bring a chi of Chatos because you are Vaday Mechal Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rava L'Shamei. Rava said to the Shamash, the one that was serving him, Atun deloikim lechu b'shiura derabonon. You and those that are not proficiently expert in knowing exactly the times of the Chachamim, ad deshimsho aresh dikla. As soon as you see that the sun is settled and is now just above the trees, itlu shraga. You should light the Shabbos candles, because that way you know it's definitely still erev Shabbos, and you're not taking any risks, chas v'shalom, of lighting candles on Shabbos. B'yoyim ha'mu'unon mai, what should we do on a cloudy day? You can't see where the sun is holding. B'mosa, if you're in the town, chozi town negoylo. Then look at the chickens. You can see from the chickens, from the hens, you can see whether it's day or night. B'dabro, and in the fields where there are no chickens, urvei, you can look at the ravens. inami adoni, or you can have a look at a type of grass called doni, and you can see from this grass always faces where the sun is. So you can see from the position of these blades of grass, you can see where the sun is holding. And Rashi explains that the chickens and the ravens, they sit perched on the beams only during the day. So you can see when they're moving away from there, you can see that it's already the end of the day. So all the while you see the chickens and the ravens perched on these beams, you know it's still day. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt in a Braisa. Sheish Tzkiyos Toikin Erev Shabbos. They would sound six sounds, some being what we know as Tzkiyah, some being what we know as Teruah, which is a broken up sound. They would sound six Tzkiyos on Erev Shabbos. Rishoyno, when they sounded the first Tzkiyah, it was a sign, Lehavtil Esa'om Mimelocha Shebesodos. Those who are working outside the town in the fields, it was a sign, stop working. There's just about enough time to get back home in time for Shabbos. Shnia, at the second Tkia, Lehavtil Ir V'chanuyos, is to make sure that those in the city and the shopkeepers, that they close shop and go home for Shabbos. Shlishis, at the third Tkia, Lehadlik Esanir, is a time where people should light Shabbos candles. Divi Reb Nosson, that's the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Yehuda Nosi Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi says, Shlishis Lachlois Tfilin, the third Tkia is the time that people, they were used to wearing tefillin all day. They would remove their tefillin. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. And they would remove their tefillin at the third Tkia. You don't wear tefillin bichlal at night. But on Erev Shabbos, they would remove the tefillin already from the third Tkia. It was still mutter to do malachas. According to Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, they would light the candles not at the third Tkia, but at the fourth Tkia. And the Issa Malacha is only after the sixth Tkia. V'shoyeh k'dei tzliyas dag cotton, the one who was sounding the shofar, the horn, the trumpet, he would wait as long as it takes to fry a small fish. Oy k'dei lehadbig pas betanur, as long as it takes to attach a dough to the side, to the walls of an oven. V'teikea omeria v'teikea, and then he does a tkia and a trua on a tkia. V'shoyvus, and that's it. It's Issa Malacha. Shabbos has come in. Omer Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ma nas elahem lebavliim shetoikin umerim. What should we do that to the about the people in Bovel? We know that the custom was that they would only do tkia and then a trua v'shev sin mitoich merim, and from the trua they would already stop doing the malachas. How can he do six tkias? You can't continue doing another tkia after Issa Malacha, and there's no point of doing a tkia after Issa Malacha. We said in the Braisa that there's six tkias. Says the Gemara, Toikin. No, so the Gemara explains the question. Toikin umarin havalu chamisha. We had the first three that we mentioned, plus the Toikin umarin, and then there's Issa Malacha, and that's only five. We saw in the Braisa six. Eloshe Toikin v'chayzrim v'toikin umarin. They don't do tkia trua tkia. They do tkia trua. So the trua, which is what marks the end of Malacha for the Bavliim, is actually the sixth sound, not the fifth one. V'shevsin miteich merim. And they stopped doing Malachas from the trua. Why did they do this? Minigav yisem b'yadim. That was the custom from their parents. That's what they were accustomed to do. And the Mefarshim discuss whether this was a minig that made sense or a minig that was ridiculous. But either way, that was their minig, and that's what they did. Continues the Gemara. Masni leila Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Berei. Rav Yehuda taught to his son Rav Yitzchak, Shnia lahadlik esaner. Not the third one that you're madlik esaner according to Rav Nosson, and not the fourth one according to Rav Yehuda Anossi. He says that the second one you're madlik esaner. Loike Rav Nosson, v'loike Rav Yehuda Anossi. It's not like Rav Nosson who says that the third tkia, and it's not like Rav Yehuda Anossi who says it's the fourth tkia. Answers the Gemara, Elo shlishis lehadlik esaner. He didn't teach his son that one should light the candles at the second tkia. No, at the third tkia, k'man k'Rav Nosson, and he was following the opinion of Rav Nosson. Continues the Gemara, Tanu d'bei Rabbi Shmuel, sheish tkiyos toikin erev Shabbos. There were six tkiyos in erev Shabbos, as we've learnt. Hischil tkiya tkiya rishoyna, as soon as they started sounding the first tkiya, Nimnu ha'imdim basade, those who are in the fields, they stopped mila'adir from digging, or milachrish, and from plowing, or milasis kol melachos shebasadis, they stopped doing all the melachis in the field. Ve'ein ha'kreivin rishoyin likonis ad sheyivol rechaykin v'ikonsu kulon ke'echod. There are some fields that are very, very close to the city. There are some fields that are much further. They did not allow those that are close by to enter the town immediately, because then people will think that those who are coming a few minutes later, and their fields were further out, nobody knew that their fields were further out. People would accuse them of having continued to work after the shofar. So they wait till all the people of the fields gather at the same place and they come into the town together. V'adayin chanuyeis psuchois, the shops are still open, utrisin munochin, and the shutters are still up. Everything is business as usual in the town. Hizchid itzkoya tkiyo shnia, as soon as they started sounding the second tkiyo, nistalku atrisim v'ninalu achanuyeis, the shutters were put down, and the doors of the shops were closed. The reason these shutters are called munochin, are placed, and nistalku atrisim, and when the shops close, then the shutters are taken away, it's because the door shutters, they used to use them as shop fronts to display their wares. And those were the trisin munachin, the shutters are munach, they are placed and the wares are still on them. At the second tkiah, they will take away these shutters and lock up the shops. Vadayin chamin munachin al gabi kira, but the hot pots of the food are still on the ovens, ukdeiris munochis al gabe akira, and the pots are different types of pots are on the oven. Hizchilit kiyat kiyashlishis, when they started sounding the third kiyah, sileik hamasaleik, then those pots that had to be taken off, they were ready for the Friday night meal, and they didn't need anything else, they were taken off because they were not allowed to leave the pots on the fire in that way. We're going to learn more about this later. V'hitmin hamatmin, and those pots that had to be put into hatmona, into some insulating to keep it warm for the Shabbos day meal, they would do the hatmona then. V'hidlik hamadlik, and those that had to light candles would light candles. V'shoyeh k'day tzlias da cotton, and you'd wait for as long as it takes to fry a small fish. Oy k'day lahadbik pas betanur, or as long as it takes to stick the dough to the walls of an oven. V'tikia or Maria v'tikia, and then he would sound a tkia through a tkia v'shoivus, and everybody would stop. That would mark the end of Melachis on Erev Shabbos. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year we're going to continue from here.